Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, dis tyd vir jou misdaadverslag en ek sit hier met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Very well, thank you, and yourself, Pietra?
I'm very well, thank you. Always good to have you here.
Thank you, yes. It's nice to come and sit in the aircon office for a while and have a chat with you.
We're talking about human trafficking and kidnapping.
Yes. So, I mean, obviously there's a lot of media reports about increase specifically with kidnappings and things like that. But what I'd like to sort of touch on is the procedures to follow when an incident like this happens.
Yes.
What do you need to do? Where do you need to go? What information do we need as the South African Police Services in order to be able to start with the investigation?
Yeah.
Specifically with kidnapping.
Yeah.
Okay. Normally there will be some form of a contact by the suspects to the family demanding a ransom.
Okay.
And obviously there is going to be the instruction as to not to contact the police.
Okay.
All right. So, and obviously, I mean, it's a catch-22 situation. You never know how it's going to work out. But we do have a lot of specialized personnel that specifically deal with investigations like this. We have teams that are purposely out there to deal with kidnappings. They've been through extensive training, and they are extremely professional in what they do.
Okay, so you do have to report it.
You do need to report it.
Okay.
The problem being is that you go and you pay the money.
Mm.
You never guaranteed that the person is going to be returned to you safely. So that is a situation that you deal with. In terms of what you need from there, obviously the investigators are going to guide you with what they need from you. But immediately you need to go to the police station, your nearest local police station, and inform them that your next of kin has been kidnapped, your husband, your brother, your whoever it is has been kidnapped. You will then need to open up a docket.
Okay.
Okay. From there, they will then escalate it to the relevant people that need to be involved with that investigation.
What are you doing in case of children? I mean, they get snapped on the pavement or whatever. I mean, how do you keep them safe? Some of them walk home after school.
You wrap them in bubble wrap and you don't let them go anywhere.
That's what I feel like doing.
No, it's a joke, but it's not a very funny joke because it is a reality.
Yeah.
So when it comes to children, there's a lot of devices that are out there that you can utilize. I mean, the most common one is the Apple, what's it, the AirTag?
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken. And you get different types of tracking devices that are available. Even on the child's phones, you have apps that you can put on the phone so you can share live locations and things like that. So you can immediately see what is happening, where, what, why, and how. It's very important to educate the children because, unfortunately, although we do live in a society where we are really advanced nowadays, our children are still naive and they're still trusting and they are still easily picked up by confidence tricksters. Yeah.
And don't leave your children with people you don't know well.
Well, yes. I mean, that kind of sounds stupid to say. It's sort of it stands to reason that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, we do get people that do this, and remember that these situations also occur with people that we know.
Yeah.
So it's not just the strangers that also do this. Mm. I mean, we know of cases where family members have been involved, where there's human trafficking, child trafficking that's been going on and things like this. There's some horrific stories out there about children being sold as sex slaves and things like that. And, you know, we need to do our best and our utmost to try and educate our children so that they don't get themselves put in a situation like that.
Yes.
As parents, we need to be able to know where our children are at all times. Mm. We need to develop that trust relationship with them so that we know that they're not going to lie to me.
Yeah.
So when my child says to me that, Dad, I'm going to go sleep over at Paul's house, I don't need to go and double check.
You know he's there.
But having said that, nothing stops you from double checking.
Yes.
Mom and Dad, always double check on your children. Remember, you were also young once and you know the tricks.
Yes.
So, and that's when the problems start.
Thanks, Captain.
Pleasure, Pietra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.